as a leader, how do you support the change of behavior that you may have talked to one of your team members about? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today my topic is how do you follow up on a corrective conversation to sustain the positive changes that you've asked an employee or team member to make? So keep in mind that just having the conversation with your team member helps solve the problem. Many leaders avoid or procrastinate having those conversations where they say, hey, I need to address the fact that you're taking long breaks or that you're taking too many personal breaks, or it might be that when I asked you to go do something, you wandered off and it took you 20 minutes to get back to your job position. So if that's the case, you're going to have one of those conversations and you're going to explain what you want, why it's a problem, get them to buy in and commit. So now they've gone ahead and they've implemented that change. But if you don't catch them doing something right and reinforce it, there is a chance they might slip back. Think of it this way. Most people will stop doing things that bring them negative consequences. So if I tell you, hey, you need to stop this, or you know, it'll become a written warning in your file, most people like, okay, well, I won't do that anymore. And maybe most people will start doing things that bring them a positive amount of feedback. Hey, you know what, I just want to say thank you for speeding up your line speed. It helped us hit our production targets. That's really awesome. Or, hey, you're really coming along and learning the job. That's really going to help us hit our numbers. But the last part is, most people will stop doing things when they hear nothing. The issue for most companies is not that they have too much negative feedback, or certainly not too much positive feedback. The big problem is they have no feedback. It's like a vacuum. And in a vacuum, what people do is they start to say, well, I'm not really hearing anything. I'm not hearing bad stuff. I'm not hearing good stuff. So I guess it really doesn't matter. And what you'll see over time is the performance will sag or decline. So when somebody starts making the changes that you really want to see, it's important that you acknowledge those positive changes. In fact, as a leader, most of your job, about probably 80, 85% of it, is simply to keep building on positives. Because let's face it, every day, most things are going well, but you want to keep building on the positives so that your team performance increases over time. That makes it easier for you as a leader to address performance issues when they come up, because your team knows that you generally focus on positives. So make sure you catch that person who you had to have a talk with. Make sure you catch them doing something right. Tell them about it. Thank them. And remember, avoid the sarcasm when you're doing that. Just straight up, just say, hey, I really appreciate that you've corrected that issue. Your attendance is much better than it used to be, and I appreciate that. That makes a big difference. Now, once you've kind of mostly set on building on positives, you may then have to address other issues with other people, or the same issue with other people. Interestingly enough, that once you address an issue with one, two, or three people, usually word gets out with the group that, hey, you just can't do that anymore. And then the entire group starts to meet your expectations more consistently. So as a leader, you want to sustain positive changes even after you've had a corrective conversation. Now, once you've gotten better at communicating with your team and sustaining those positive behavior changes that you're looking for, then you might want to work on some of your other leadership attributes. And of course, you can do that by having us on site to deliver our on-site training exclusively for your organization. Or if you've only got a few supervisors that need the training, send them to one of our public workshops, which we run in several different cities. And if that doesn't work for you, of course, we've got lots of resources on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Or you can connect with us on one of the many social media platforms. We're quite active in putting out content that's helpful for you as a leader. You can do that at Twitter, on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can search us out at Frontline Leader. No matter how you connect with us, I look forward to helping you on your leadership journey.